They'll be on the cover of magazines, billboards, endorsing beauty products, all of that.
गुटका
एंटी ग्रेविटी लिप बाम, गुटका, गुटका थूक रहा है हवा में, उड़ रहा है गुटका.
बोलो सुबह की गोइंग टू
फ्रॉम
स्पेस. हेलो नमस्ते वेलकम टू फार फ्रॉम फैक्ट. जॉइन अस
केशव नायडू
एंड मी हुसैन मर्चेंट
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Okay, Keshav, welcome back.
Hey, Hussain, welcome back here again in FFF Studios.
Yes, yes. And Keshav, Spotify Wrapped is out.
Yes.
Some lovely listeners shared their Spotify Wrapped with us on Insta.
Thank you all for sharing.
Yeah, if you're feeling shy, then please share it with us. Like, we will immediately acknowledge.
Yes,
it.
And we'll also share it and make you possibly go viral.
Oh. Okay, Keshav. Yeah, let's jump in. Yeah, now.
Yeah.
Because
it's a great story, superb find, Hussain.
Thank you, thank you. And Keshav, you know, quick note: there's some music going on in the background at my end for listeners. You know, it's shadi season has started.
It's wedding season. This is the backdrop.
Backdrop.
Mahal hai bas ye to.
Yes. Okay. With that, headline reads, Keshav, NASA to train Indian astronaut for ISS voyage in deepening space ties. Yeah. Now,
okay.
Any initial thoughts?
Yeah, it's more like a, kya bolte hain, do families ke beech marriage announcement. Type announcement
lag raha hai. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like recently that Ambani son got married to the Birla or who, some other big
other industrialist family. Yeah, that kind of thing, no?
That kind, yeah. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, the article says NASA will train an Indian astronaut for a voyage to the International Space Station as early as next year. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said on Wednesday, amid deepening space ties between India and the United States. There is an opportunity to share science, Nelson said, speaking at an event in Bengaluru, where he is due to inspect the NISAR satellite on Thursday. Now, NISAR, the full form is NASA ISRO SAR, okay, and the acronym is NISAR, is a low Earth orbit observatory system jointly developed by NASA and ISRO. Roughly the size of an SUV, the satellite is set to be launched from India in the first quarter of next year, with a target launch set for January. Now, what is it that NISAR will do? So, NISAR will map the entire planet once every 12 days, providing data for understanding changes in ecosystems, ice mass, vegetation biomass, sea level rise, groundwater and natural hazards including earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanoes and landslides.
Wow, this is very, very
futuristic.
Futuristic. It's great that India is participating with NASA.
Yeah, yeah. Now, India
is a proud moment for us.
Yes, absolutely. India is aiming to increase its share of the global satellite launch market fivefold within the next decade, and agreed to join NASA's Artemis Accords in June this year. The Accords aim to clarify and modernize principles of the widely ratified 1967 Outer Space Treaty by urging scientific transparency and establishing rules of coordination to avoid harmful interference in space and on the moon.
Right.
Now... Yeah, it sounds well intentioned, no? Ke wahan jaake jhagda nahi karna,
wahan jaake mach mach nahi karna.
Yeah, jo hai idhar hai, wahan jaake kuch ye nahi chahiye. Okay, so India in August won a race to reach the south pole of the moon against Russia after Russia's Luna 25 lander crashed from orbit. With Western
we took advantage of it.
Yeah. I didn't know that it was a race, huh?
And yeah, I didn't know. I thought race khatam ho gaya.
Yeah, I don't know how true it is. Maybe it's just there, the news take the newspaper's take on it being a race or whatever.
Correct, correct. It's always more lucrative when they pitch it as a space race.
Exactly. Yeah, now with Western sanctions over Russia's war in Ukraine, the country might find it difficult to find a successor.
तुम स्पेस वेस रहने दो, तुम थोड़ा लोकल संभालो.
हाँ, yes. Now, China, which made the first ever soft landing on the far side of the moon in 2019, has more missions planned too, after having spent $12 billion on its space program in 2022, according to estimates. The US, meanwhile, is on track to spend roughly $93 billion on its Artemis moon program through 2025.
Right.
And the article concludes by Nelson saying that this is the golden age of space exploration.
Superb. And we are at the cusp of this golden age with our technology and our, what's the word? Frugality, I guess. Right? The fact that we can do it on the cheap.
Our thriftiness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Economical so mode, basically. Yeah. It's like tum auto se ja sakte ho ya tum share auto se ja sakte ho. We are the share auto.
We are not even share auto, Keshav. We are share bicycle. How, you know, compared to the budgets. Global budgets, if Western budgets are auto, we are that frugal and that thrifty.
Everybody just owns one small part, and then together the sum of all the parts is a spaceship.
Now, okay, so the article, Keshav, even though the headline is kind of misleading, not misleading, but the article doesn't say anything else about the astronaut or...
The Indian astronaut, yeah. I was wondering, you know, because the headline made me jump and make some random... Now, I feel stupid about the comment I made. You know, kuch rishta type situation, the Indian astronaut and ye, hum log ladke wale hain, whatever. But now, though, this is like there's nothing in it. It's almost like India will deploy, and hence, naturally, we will choose somebody from India.
From India. But it will be the first Indian astronaut, won't it?
Yeah, that is true.
And this is not considering, I think, Kalpana Chawla was the famous...
Indian origin.
Origin, huh? That's what I meant to say. First,
clarify.
Indian. Proper, still
Desi
Indian.
Est, fully, that will be huge. Do you think it will be a man or a woman?
That was what I think we can spend some time discussing. Not only man-woman, but also from which
like
state...
Like third gender? Oh, okay. Like, that's very rebellious. That's almost like borderline saying we can't risk men or women.
Women.
Aap jao.
So, I was actually going to say we should predict which state,
caste,
that kind of
caste.
Stuff.
Oh, that you're very, man, I love your intuitiveness with trying to read into this. Because there will be a lot of tokenism here.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, then let's assume ki a lower caste from the northeast.
Oh, wow.
Because ultra minority.
And if they are Muslim, then to nothing like it.
Sone pe suhaga. Welcome to Nisar.
Are uska, bol... uska naam bhi Nisari hai.
Uska naam bhi Nisari. Nisar, welcome home.
Oh man, we found it, huh? So,
we found it.
This was, you know, this reminds me of, I can't remember the source or whatever, but this president, you know, this Miss Murmu, I think her name is, right? Draupadi Murmu.
Correct.
She's the president of India. And
She's
a tribal and she's, you know, so exactly those tokenisms. And someone had predicted that...
Oh.
She will be the president of India because they are looking for these
checkboxes.
Checkboxes, yeah.
A female. Oh, we forgot. Female. This should be a female Muslim Dalit, if possible.
All F. Jovi
from Northeastern. From the North. But you know, I'll tell you one thing. I don't know. I might be completely wrong here. But in some parts of the Northeastern states, you know, if you're Muslim, potentially you're Bangladeshi. So inadvertently,
Bangladesh
to check our boxes. We are going where, like, are we Indian in space, Indian in space.
I'm just imagining Keshav, that astronaut, instead of India ka flag, wo side se Bangladesh ka flag.
Bangladesh ka flag. वहीं पे से सिला के आया हो वैसे भी.
Oh man, that will be the popot of the century. Huh?
Popot of the century. No.
अरे. But then Keshav, if that happens, no. These guys will not get him or her back only. उसको उधर ही रहने.
उधर ही रहने. You think there will be like another space station which belongs to Bangladesh, then they'll exchange them there.
Oh, like a prisoner like swap.
Prisoner swap. Actually, for that, then Bangladesh needs to have its own,
space program. That will be like 10-20 years minimum lagega, na? To bichara.
So that bichara first jayega. Bichari, ya bichara, we don't know.
So what can we do, man, now? What do you think? I feel that person is going to become a celebrity, this first Indian to go.
First
to.
Indian? I feel not, you know, like the way culture and pop culture is today. I feel these things are not getting the glory they used to get.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, like till you're not like 10 million on Instagram or Big Boss winner. Like this person better win on Big Boss
Big
first.
Boss. Then
then become astronaut. Then take a street cred milega. Directly astronaut is not good. Because just geek is not good enough for us. We want everything with sexy. Even the geek has to be sexy. Sexy geek.
So that's another great criteria, Keshav. I think looks will play a big role.
Huge role, absolutely, yeah.
Because this person has to be media friendly.
Media
know?
Savvy. Savvy. Fully like, they'll be on the cover of magazines, billboards, endorsing beauty products, all of that.
Gutka.
Anti-gravity, lip balm, gutka. Gutka thook raha hai, hawa mein ud raha hai gutka.
Bolo Zubakis. Going to space.
From space.
Anyway, in that ad, all the particles are floating.
It's floating only. They are ready. They made the content before the opportunity.
For listeners who don't get this reference, please, YouTube, what is the ad called, Keshav?
Vimal. Vimal Pan Masala,
okay,
Zuban Kesari.
Zuban Kesari. And it has three of the highest paid actors
in
Bollywood. And the
Shah Rukh Khan, Akshay Kumar and Ajay Devgan.
Ajay Devgan. And they have all come together for this ad.
Yeah. And
so, go and look it up.
It's crazy. Yeah, look it up and
Now imagine that ad with one more person on the ISS, like
floating.
Floating.
That's the panwala, jo aake muh mein dal ke ja raha hai. From a distance only does it, but it just floats into your mouth because this is space.
Any challenges, Keshav?
Like I feel if this is going to be India's first astronaut, do you think they will then become a celebrity after they come back, or do you think we'll, you know, forget this person completely?
No, I don't think we'll forget this person. I think as the astronaut, it's very important, because what I predict is that astronaut's career will start after they come back from the moon.
Right, that's when the endorsements will begin.
Yeah, and they need to be prepared and they need to set themselves up so that they ride this wave.
Wave, as opposed to becoming like those KBC millionaires.
Yeah.
Because they eventually end up losing everything.
Because see, this, we don't know whether, it's not sustainable, no. Even going to space
रोज का काम नहीं है,
रोज का नहीं है. सो यू गो वंस और ट्वाइस एंड देन इवन इफ इंडिया बिकम्स अ स्पेस फेयरिंग नेशन,
इट मे नॉट बी द सेम पर्सन हू विल गेट अ चांस एवरी टाइम.
या सो दे नीड टू थिंक अबाउट दिस वेरी केयरफुली एंड प्लान मोर अबाउट देयर रिटर्न देन देम गोइंग.
Yeah, that's great advice for anybody, for any life endeavor, man.
Mm, yeah.
Wow. Deep
thank
stuff.
Well, thank you. Thank
good
you.
Advice. I'm sure none of our listeners is an Air Force pilot. You never know. Maybe
you
there's one
know.
Listener who's an Air Force pilot who's applying for this gig.
For this, wow, Kesho.
Space mein jaake sunega apna podcast. I don't even know if sound travels there.
Of course it does, man. It they does. Communicate okay. with us.
I thought it goes in parcels or something. You know. Sound packets.
I'm imagining our first Spotify stats. One listener, ISS sound sender.
ISS mein dikha raha hai. And that is 10% of the listener base.
So Keshav, we wish this initiative all the best. And
yes,
they were saying
definitely.
It's as soon as January, man. That's very quick.
That's very quick. So it's possible that they've already have an astronaut.
Mm.
As we are speaking, somebody is going through some mad physical training.
Yeah. What do you think if it's like a sports person?
An athlete is also a great bet, no?
Mm.
But you know, athlete is a greater risk though. You know, if it's a famous athlete, you don't want to lose an athlete to space.
So who can we afford to lose?
That's a great question. सबसे गंदा कौन खेला वर्ल्ड कप? I don't know. I don't want to suggest any names, but ठीक है, maybe.
I don't even know which sport to pick
which
them
sport?
up from.
Okay, cricket se le lete na.
Oh, cricket se lete. Okay.
KL Rahul, I guess. That's the easy joke. He doesn't realize it, but KL Rahul is going to space. IPL auction chal raha hai, usko utha ke le chal raha hai.
Means it's part of the IPL only.
Yeah.
And he gets auctioned whatever, but his yeah. contract has one clause. He doesn't have any idea.
Yeah.
He'll not be playing the match. He'll go to space.
Space. He gets his kit and he's wondering, kya hai andar? Helmet thoda ajeeb hai. But I guess Sunil Shetty will be proud of him.
That's his father. He's married to
yes.
his daughter, right?
I think.
Okay. Man, I'm not up to date with my Bollywood goss.
Yeah, so yes, this is...
Oh, so you know, Keshav, there's this guy called Ori who's
yeah.
suddenly become very popular online.
Ori is a bot, you know that?
Really?
AI. I just want to start that rumor.
What if Ori becomes the astronaut?
Oh, what if Ori... He matches the criteria you said. He has to be short also.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think Ori is a great bet.
He's already popular.
He's already credible.
He's already been on Big Boss.
He's already big. We've seen. We've predicted this. So Ori it is.
Ori jayega ISS.
Nahi to nahi jayega koi.
Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this super fun episode.
Thank you for listening, you guys. And keep listening, keep sharing. Please tell your friends about our show.
Yes, and you can follow us on Spotify. Rate us on Spotify, please.
And yes, and if you do your Spotify Wrapped, please share it with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can contribute on PayPal and InstaMojo. Links are
yeah.
in the show notes.
UPI link
UPI,
is in
sorry.
The UPI links in the show notes.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And it's December, Keshav. Let the year-end festivities begin, no?
Oh yes, year-end festivities. We also need little drinking money at the end of the year. So please make those UPI and PayPals go ching ching ching.
Okay, thank you everyone. Bye.
Bye.